New York legislation aims to boost Bally's Bronx Casino Project. Two Bronx lawmakers announced on Monday that they are sponsoring a bill that would support Bally's efforts to build a casino next to a golf course formerly operated by President Donald Trump's business. The proposed legislation from State Senator Natalia Fernandez and Assemblyman Mike Benedetto seeks to rezone the site from parkland to commercial use, which is a necessary step for Bally's plan to move forward. Without this change in land designation, the casino project cannot proceed. Proposal includes 500,000 square foot casino. Bally's assumed the lease for the Ferry Point Golf Course in 2023 from the Trump Organization and subsequently renamed it from Trump Links to Bally Links. The company's proposal for the Bronx site includes a 500,000 square foot casino adjacent to the golf course, along with a 500-room hotel featuring a spa and conference areas, retail space, a 2,000-seat event venue, and two parking structures with space for 4,660 cars. Quote, "In order to keep this process transparent and allow for the community to properly review a complete proposal, we are introducing parkland alienation legislation required for the application process. This is not an endorsement of this project, rather it is our determination that the Bronx should be allowed to participate and submit an application." Fernandez and Benedetto joint statement. Legislative efforts underway in Queens. A similar legislative effort is underway in Queens, where State Senator John Liu announced a bill that would enable Mets owner Steve Cohen to move ahead with his proposed $8 billion casino development near Citi Field. That project also depends on converting nearby state-owned lots from parkland to commercial zoning. Assemblywoman Lorinda Hooks is sponsoring a companion bill in the Assembly. However, the Queens proposal may face resistance from Senator Jessica Ramos, who represents the area and has voiced opposition to the plan. Both proposals are part of a larger competition, as more than a dozen developers vie for up to three downstate casino licenses that the New York State Gaming Commission is expected to award by the end of the year.